Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. At the parliament session, it's Congress versus the BJP once again, as the parties are expected to lock their horns on the Rafale deal. This happens after Rahul Gandhi demanded proof from the defence minister Nirmala Sitharaman on her claims about a 1 lakh crore rupee defence order to HAL. However, Sitharaman has rubbished the charges, and on Sunday, she posted photos on Twitter of what seemed to be HAL contracts and demanded that the Congress chief apologizes in today's session. The state of Kerala continues to reverberate with tensions after two women of menstruating age entered the Sabarimala shrine last week and performed darshan, giving rise to massive protests across the state. Now, the BJP, which has been at the forefront of conducting shutdowns and hartals in Kerala, is expected to take up the issue in the 0 hour of the parliament today. On the other hand, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has lashed out over what he's called the BJP's two-faced nature on the law of the land. In hartal-related violence, 5,769 people have been arrested so far, of which 789 have been remanded to judicial custody. 1,869 cases have been registered in total so far. Moving on, Akhilesh Yadav is expected to raise the issue of the CBI raids on his party, which is the Samajwadi Party, over the illegal mining case. The Samajwadi Party is expected to raise the issue of the misuse of the investigating agency, alleging a witch hunt at play. The CBI will examine the alleged roles of party president Akhilesh Yadav and his former cabinet colleague Gayatri Prajapati in a case of illegal mining, according to an FIR filed by the agency on January 2. On Saturday, the CBI searched 14 locations across Delhi and UP in connection with the case, which deals with illegal mining in Hamirpur between 2012 and 2016. Both Yadav and Prajapati held the mining portfolio between 2012 and 16, when the alleged irregularities in the mining of minor minerals were supposed to have happened. The SP spokesperson Rajendra Chaudhary called the raids a political vendetta. He said that the BJP government is misusing the CBI to malign the image of party president Akhilesh Yadav, as they are primarily frustrated because they fear that they will be defeated by the SP-BSP alliance in the Lok Sabha election. The Samajwadi Party and the BSP, which is the Bahujan Samaj Party, who were once bitter rivals, have agreed in principle to form an alliance in the coming Lok Sabha elections, and a formal announcement on the Gadbandhan between them will take place later this month. Akhilesh Yadav has said that he's ready to face the CBI's charges, but also admonished that the people are also ready to answer the BJP. Assam is witnessing an unprecedented series of protests, with hundreds and thousands taking to the streets against the Citizenship Amendment Bill of 2016. Different organizations have launched an anti-bill movement in the Brahmaputra Valley, which is essentially to mount pressure on the government to reconsider its decision of granting Indian citizenship to persecuted non-Muslim immigrants from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. The bill is set to be tabled in the parliament on January 7th, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi calling it an atonement for the wrongdoing during India's partition. Meanwhile, the Forum Against Citizenship Act Amendment Bill plans to hoist a black flag today, observing Condemnation Day across Assam. Schools and colleges too have been rallying against the bill, as have farmers and members of different groups. Despite the state's ongoing rhetoric about providing constitutional safeguards to the people of Assam, as per Clause 6 of the Assam Accord, protests against the Modi government have continued to rage the state. The Congress is set to take up a torch rally in the evening, along with a series of agitation planned from the span of January 7 to January 9. Now, these were the top stories that are about to unravel today. But before moving on, let's also have a look at some of the most important stories that developed over yesterday. With the BJP's recent electoral defeats in three states, the Trinamool Congress, which is eyeing a wider political space for the last few years, is looking forward to play a pivotal role to fight against the Saffron Brigade ahead of the crucial 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, in a bid to form the Federal Front, has requested all regional party leaders to join TMC's mega public meet at Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata on January 19. Now, TMC MP Abhishek Banerjee said that top leaders, which includes National Conference Farooq Abdullah, DMK President MK Stalin, Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal, National Congress Party Supremo Sharad Pawar, along with noted lawyer Ram Jethmalani and BJP leader Shatrughan Sinha, will attend the event. The Samajwadi Party too has confirmed that Akhilesh Yadav will be attending the event. However, the BSP is yet to take a call on Mamata's public meet. BJP President Amit Shah on Sunday named Home Minister Rajnath Singh as the chairman of a 20-member Sankalp Patra Manifesto Committee for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Members like Union Ministers Arun Jaitley, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ravi Shankar Prasad have been tasked with preparing a manifesto for the party. The committee would also consist of seven sub-committees including Man Ki Baat and Bike Rally Committee. Alright, that will be all for today, but we will be back tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, you can always subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak from our website news18.com. Thank you for listening and have a good day. I'll be back. This is Zoya Mateen signing off.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.